Orange in the Central West, 105.1 Triple M. We're brought to you thanks to Harvey Norman in the Orange Grove Homemaker Centre. Joining us online this morning, it is the Mayor of Orange, Jason Hamlin. Good morning to you, Jason.
Yeah, morning, Gilly.
Now, the conservatorium, the new music space in Orange, it's going to be an amazing facility once it's built. You know this is near and dear to my heart, and plenty of people have got behind this. They're raising funds to fit it out, but it is well and truly underway.
Yeah, conservatorium planetarium project behind the library there in the art gallery. It'll be a great addition to that civic precinct. There's been a short list of preferred contractors have been invited to submit tenders to the project after council saw the expressions in December. So I'm hoping we get them in soon. We'll have a look at them, and hopefully they come in at the right price. You know, we're talking about a 250-seat auditorium, a 64-seat planetarium auditorium. You know, it's just another addition to Orange that would be fantastic.
Yeah, and if you're just listening to that and wondering how big is 250 seats, I believe the Orange Civic Theatre holds 500, so it's about half the size of that.
That's right. So, the Music Conservatorium does, you know, lots of music with students and all a range of people from old to young. And then obviously the planetarium would just be another fantastic asset that people could come and have a look at in Orange.
Yeah, absolutely right. And they bring some amazing acts to town as well, the conservatorium too. So it should be absolutely huge. Now, a massive achievement for the Meals on Wheels. They're volunteers and they've been going strong for 60 years.
60 years of Meals on Wheels, you know, it's a program run by council staff that can only happen through the work of volunteers. So there is a morning tea being held to thank the current volunteers and any other volunteers that there's around 80 of them, and then they do around 450 meals a week. It's not just about the meal, it's about knocking on that door and someone seeing a nice smiley face and saying g'day to and just having that interaction. So the first meal payment is delivered in Orange on the 10th of June 1963, and it's just been going strong since then. So, I really like to thank the volunteers.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations indeed. All right, now this weekend it is the long weekend. There's plenty happening in Orange. Firstly, the Orange Winter Jazz Festival. It's going to be a big 3-4 days.
Yeah, the Winter Jazz Festival starts on Friday the 9th and goes through until Sunday. There's lots of events around. There's a full program, and you can get your tickets if you go to owjf.com.au. That'll take you to what's happening around. There'll be plenty of jazz enthusiasts in town over the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. And it isn't just jazz either, so do yourself a favour and get involved in that if you're about this weekend. And also the rugby's on, the under-13s, is it?
Yeah, we've got teams from all over New South Wales converging on Orange over the long weekend. We've had this championships for a fair while, and they do it well. It'll be up at Waratah. So if you want to see some top-class junior rugby, like these are the guys from Sydney, Gordon, all those sort of areas that play pretty hard rugby, and we'll have our Central West boys out there going hard at it. So, that's in Orange this weekend. So there'll be a lot of people around this weekend.
There certainly will be. And if you are driving, take it easy out there on the roads. Double demerit points in force as well. I'm with the Mayor of Orange. It is Jason Hamling. Thank you, mate. You have a good one. Talk to you soon.
See you, Gilly.